Deseret News. I'm John Scott. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina argues that many conservative lobbying groups did not formally oppose the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. nomination as Health and Human Services Secretary.
And the fact is that there's not a single organization that I consider to be credible in this space, in agriculture, in Second Amendment, or in pro-life, who have openly objected and scored this vote. I believe that silence is consent.
The Senate Finance Committee has approved the nomination. It now goes before a full Senate vote. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas National Guard soldiers can arrest and detain people for entering the U.S. illegally from Mexico under an agreement with the Trump administration. It will expand the military's role in immigration enforcement. The Labor Department reports its figures for U.S. job openings from last December.
Openings fell to 7.6 million. That number is short of what economists had expected. The number of layoffs fell. The number of people quitting their jobs rose modestly, but stayed below pre-pandemic levels.
That's correspondent Haya Panjwani. On the battlefront, a pregnant woman is among the five people who were killed from a Russian missile strike in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine. It left more than 50 people wounded.
Ukrainian authorities say Russia's strike partially destroyed an administration building and a five-story residential block in the city of Izium. A search and rescue operation is ongoing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned the attack on his Telegram page. He says it is impossible to reconcile with this cruelty. We must put pressure on Russia, apply as much force as possible to stop the terror and protect life. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Wall Street remains higher. The Dow is up 44 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 230. This is SRN News. Montana kills a bill that would have ended the clergy penitent privilege.
The measure would have required that all pastors report instances of child abuse to the authorities, even if the person who confessed did so in counseling or the confessional under the belief that what he said would be sealed. Pastors who violated the proposed law could have been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Montana State Senate faced a lot of opposition to the legislation and finally decided to table it, a move that ends its consideration this session. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling now through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to staff remove the pronouns from their government emails. This is SRN News. Heavily armed gangs in Haiti gone on a new rampage, killing at least 40 people.
The dead include pastors, teachers, and children in a neighborhood home to several politicians and business leaders. Many victims are also working-class people who tend crops on the outskirts of the neighborhood in the foothills of a mountain range. One farmer who fled the neighborhood during the attack says he spent 4 days hiding in a field as the gang killed his animals, three members of his family, and destroyed his crops. Gangs already control most of Port-au-Prince, and the United Nations Secretary General warned last month that they could end up overrunning the capital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Police say five people have been shot at an adult education center in Sweden. That school serving students who are over the age of 20, according to its website. No word on their condition. The perpetrator shot himself. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.